Here we are in Advent once again, my favorite liturgical season. Because I think we should be living Advent year-round, and this year we get 3 weeks in a day, so it is what it is. But what drives me absolutely bonkers is going into public at all during this time of year. Or even a month ago, well before Halloween, going into stores and seeing Christmas decorations and music playing and everything else, and I'm like, what? Halloween isn't even here yet. I knew we were before Thanksgiving. Now we're before Halloween. And I'm like, do you know what the season of Advent is for? This time of longing and recognizing our need for a Savior? But we are so bad at it. We anticipate everything. It's like those servants in the gospel reading today, told to stay alert and to watch and be ready. They're like, let's just pretend he's back now. Let's just throw a party for his return when it hasn't happened yet. And they don't realize their need. We are a people who need a Savior. As Isaiah says in our first reading with such great longing, you are a Redeemer forever. Why do you let us wander? So that our hearts are hardened so that we fear you not. Even those of us who are Catholics, who are Christians, anticipate Christmas a little too much. All of the parties and everything else that we do well before the season is here, we lose sight of the beauty of this wonderful liturgical season that is truly what we live each day. We await the coming of our Savior. We need him to come back. Yes, we celebrate his deeds in the past, but it doesn't take much to look around the world or even our own lives and say, yeah, we need some help. Dysfunctional governments throughout the world, wars going on all over the place, even our own families squabbling and bickering over the holidays, which should bring us together, but we can't get together without a good little fight. That wouldn't be normal, right? And we're just so used to it. That's the way it is. You know, my uncle's going to say something crazy at Christmas and everybody's going to pretend he didn't say that, and then we'll just move on with our lives, right? We know it's going to happen. But do we know that longing for something better? That there is more yet to come? That it doesn't have to be this way? That war and division need not exist? Do we remember how God created and gave us the world and all that is in it in his goodness, and we, through our own faults, have broken it, have broken our relationships with him, with one another, with creation itself, and try as we might, as long as we have, we cannot fix it. Even, you know, as Chesterton was asked about democracy, and he said, what do you think of democracy? And he said, it's the best imperfect form of government we've found yet. We're not there. We don't have it all together. But if we don't recognize the need, we won't be ready when Christ comes again. We won't be watchful now because we're already anticipating or pretending it doesn't exist because we're distracting ourselves with something else. We can't even celebrate Halloween in the costumes without having elf outfits out. I mean, come on. To live in that moment rather than anticipating or avoiding the world is where we should be each day. How many people don't even know they need a Savior? They are lost and wandering, as Isaiah said, because they haven't recognized their need. We try and fill our lives with everything else to make that need go away, with social media and constant news, food and drink, the travel and everything else we do just to distract ourselves from this world. But we stop thinking about the world to come, the glory of our Savior's return, the goodness of the heavenly kingdom. We should be longing for that. We should be praying every day, about how we long to see God in all of His glory and goodness in our lives. And the church, in her wisdom, gives us this beautiful season of Advent to remind us to prepare, to acknowledge that need, to acknowledge our longing, to wait eagerly and with joy, yes, for the coming of our Savior. But we can't forget it. We cannot just go right into the Christmas partying and everything else without knowing what we celebrate, what it is we're longing for, and who it is that we celebrate at Christmas. Our God, who loves us so much that He has already won the battle by coming to us as a man, by dying for our sake, by rising from the dead and conquering the bonds that bind us here and now, and who will come again to reconcile all things to Himself, to put an end to death and sin forever, to restore all creation to its original glory, and better yet, to welcome us into the heavenly kingdom, to be more closely united with God than even we were at the beginning of creation. Do we know we want it? Are we awaiting that with joy? Or are we so distracted we don't even realize what we're doing? Take the time this Advent to think, to go into the depths of your heart and say, what is it I truly long for? It's probably not some new gadget or gizmo that you're thinking about for your Christmas list. We always know that we play with it for 2 minutes and put it on a shelf or whatever and never use it again. That's not what we're longing for. That's not what we need. We need a Savior. We need our God who loves us so much to come again, to set things right, to restore all things in Himself. Let us say with Isaiah the prophet, You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer, You are named forever, and I long for You with all my being. Don't anticipate too early. Allow yourself to sit in the longing so that we will truly be ready and watchful when the fulfillment of all of our hopes and dreams truly arrives.